Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
We are working on the next big super surprise merch coming to the store. So you better get your Ace Would Have Wanted It That Way t-shirt quickly. Because we've already set up what the next thing is going to be, and you're going to want it. Because it's going to be so special. Another garment of merch, garment merch, that you're going to want to be styling and profiling, or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll want to shadow box it and keep it forever.
Ace would have wanted it.
Ace really would have wanted it that way. He'll shadow box a banana peel.
He did.
He loved it.
He would.
All right. I don't know what Kim Kardashian sounds like. Courtney Kardashian. I've never seen enough of the Kardashians to know what she sounds like. So this little teenage girl is doing an impression of Courtney Kardashian singing a Justin Bieber song. So y'all will have to tell me if this is a good impression or not, because okay. I don't know.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho. You know you love me. You know you care. Just shout literally whenever. You know I'll be there. You want my love. You want my heart. But we will never, ever, ever be apart. Are we in hiding? Just quit playing. We're just friends. Literally, what are you saying? There's another right in my eyes. My first love literally broke my heart for the first time. Baby, 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 ho. Literally, baby, 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 no. Baby, 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 no. I literally thought you'd always be mine, Travi.
So
that's pretty spot on.
That's how she sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Kind of
nasally,
yeah,
kind of.
It's nasally. And why? Yeah, that's pretty. That's a pretty spot on impression.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, good for her because she's young. She may be maybe eighth grade freshman in high school, something like that. Yeah. Now, if she were my daughter and she came and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm about to post this. What do you think?" I'd make her redo it.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. Because she broke character several times, started laughing in the song, and you can't do that. It's much funnier when you don't. And, you know, young people don't realize it sometimes. It's because it feels awkward at times, and you're sitting there by yourself, and you're staring into this camera, and you don't know what else to do. So sometimes you'll laugh like, "Oh, I think this is funny." But it's much funnier if you can stick with it and be serious, like serious as a performer through it. Because you know it's funny, and you got to trust that it's funny. You don't need to help the audience think that it's funny by laughing. I'd lock my daughter in her room until she got it right.
I hope she's listening, because you're right. She needs to get to work on that.
Do it again.
So, you know, your impression is spot on, but you got to be able to hold it throughout the performance.
Yeah.
Don't let it go. Don't be a Jimmy Fallon.
He'll always bust it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm kind of kidding, but you know.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
You know, I keep up with the fashion world like no other.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Especially women's fashion. And I know that there is a trend on the way where I think they believe they have perfected this look now. They've been trying for years. You know, they try to do, I think the first attempt in the fashion world was jeggings, where they try to make leggings look like jeans. That never worked. But now they've come out with sweatpants. They're made of sweatpant material, but they look exactly like jeans. And they're, Lindsay, the ones that I saw are the ones that don't come all the way to the ankle and they're frayed at the end. You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they do look like the regular jeans.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah. So, I mean, don't be knocking them.
I know. I shouldn't.
You might get you a pair.
Yeah. What if I come in here next week? Hey, guys.
Nice. Are they tight like the jeggings were? Or are they looser?
They're looser.
They're looser.
Like like you would be wearing baggier jeans. Because isn't that kind of the style now? And are they going more high-waisted like old school jeans?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That covering the belly button?
I think right to the belly button. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's 80s style, baby.
Mm-hmm. And I like that. I used to, I would hate it in my 20s because, you know, I was skinny. Yeah, and why are you covering up my belly?
You're trying to show off that whale tail.
Yeah, right. Now I'm like, the higher, the better.
Mm. Yeah, you're basically wearing chest waders at this point.
Yeah.
Like Pat.
Yeah. But, you know, what this is, Riggins.
What's
that? And I don't know if they'll admit it or not, but they're trying to tap into that vast female market of women who just want to find a way to get to wear pajamas all day every day.
Ah, that's what this is about.
Yeah, because you know, having sweats and pajamas on is that's when a woman is at her best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most happy, most comfortable.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so if you can get it to where it looks like she's actually put on jeans and gone out.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of dig the idea, though. Why should things be uncomfortable if you're wearing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
I'm into, listen, that's all I wear all day, so you know me. But maybe I'll give these a try. Let's see.
Yeah. I wish I could show you what they look like. I could show y'all, but
yeah,
we haven't gotten the technology yet to be able to just flash it up on the screen for everybody. And
yeah.
And we definitely don't have the technology to flash it so people who only listen to the audio part of the show. You know, what we call radio people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
AKA bread and butter people.
Yeah. The real ones.
But yeah, they do. They look a lot more like jeans than jeggings did.
They definitely do.
Yeah. You got them over there, Riggins, on your.
You wouldn't know that they're sweatpants. They just look like jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
I predict seeing you in a pair of those soon.
Do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got to see them. Let me see these.
They're giving a lot of they-them energy. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Everybody's filling in their brackets for March Madness. People getting really excited about college basketball. Are you into college basketball at all, TJ?
No.
Do you watch it during March Madness?
Nah, not really.
Not really.
Maybe if Jody and Boy are wanting to watch a game or something, I'll watch it with them, but usually not. No.
Ace was big into March Madness. He watched all the games. He would say, this is the greatest week in sports. Great. And if you watch a lot of the games, some websites have included the boss button. So you can click on it, and it immediately changes your game to a spreadsheet, a fake spreadsheet. So encouraging guys that are still working. Or women, absolutely. But it's important to note that this is one of the most important weeks, most popular weeks for vasectomies. A lot of guys schedule their vasectomies for March Madness week. So they can, yeah.
Genius.
Exactly. It's pretty smart.
I'm not even mad at him.
That's a very female tactic. Like, how do I get out of work and get everything done? It's kind of feminine, but it makes sense if you get to stay home. I don't remember you staying home after your vasectomy.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, are you really a man if you got to lay up after a vasectomy? I didn't have to.
It sounds intense. I feel like I would. You and I are not built the same.
I was working the next day, a mall promotion, running around behind a shopping spree we gave away.
Yeah.
With frozen peas on myself.
Yeah. But that was fun. You got to run around the mall.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like something.
It was really fun. Yeah. So it's a little different. Hailey Bieber trending this morning. Has anyone seen? There's a 7-part TikTok series about Hailey Bieber's obsession with Selena Gomez and how she stalked Justin Bieber. This has exploded over the weekend. 7 videos on TikTok. And I think I don't know if any of it's true, but they piece together DMs that people have screenshotted from Hailey Bieber and these incidents that happened years ago. It's wild. But that's why she is trending this morning. That's probably not very popular with a lot of people.
I feel bad for her too, because why? I don't think any of that. How would they get her DM? I don't believe any of that.
Okay, fair enough.
I've seen it though, and it's very interesting. I watched the whole thing.
There's something going on. It's wild. So she's trending this morning.
Is that on the show Riverdale? Is that what y'all are talking about?
Riverdale. I know that show. What is Riverdale?
You know.
It's about the high school kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I guess it is immature.
Yeah.
But that's why she's trending this morning. The SpaceX rocket officially went over to the International Space Station to rescue our 2 American astronauts that went up there back in June. They were supposed to be up there for a week. It's now been 9 months. They said they are set to return home sometime on Wednesday. And they will make a splashdown off the coast of Florida. So they are itching to get home, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Itching to get home. So good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we need to keep praying that they make it safely to that splashdown.
No doubt.
They still got a ways to go.
They sent up 4 new astronauts to take their place, and now they have to train them about the International Space Station. So all you want to do is go home. And it's like, now I got to teach a class to these, Russian, Chinese, American astronauts that have come up to take our place.
And who wants to go up after that?
I know. Just let me stay home. Yeah. Dang. And then the top trending topic at the moment, happy St. Patrick's Day. That is the top trending topic. And we've got a little bit of fun to have with St. Patrick's, a St. Patrick's Day fun game coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. If you have some Irish whiskey like I do, don't overindulge today because you still got to go to work tomorrow. But hopefully you got all that partying out of your system over the weekend. But I've got a fun little St. Patrick's Day game to play. TJ, name something green that's not a shamrock. These are rapid fire questions. Go ahead.
Grass.
Perfect. Lindsay, name 2 famous Irish people.
Oh my gosh. Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan is from Indiana, I believe.
Oh, I'm an Irish descent. Okay.
TJ, can you name 2 Irish people?
Conor McGregor.
Okay. Yep.
Good perfect. One.
And Bono.
And Bono from U2. Okay. Yeah. I thought that would stump somebody. I was like, because I don't know that I can quickly. TJ, would you, if you saw a leprechaun in your yard, a leprechaun, would you try to shoot and kill it? Hypothetical question. Or would you call somebody to take care of it? What would you do in that situation?
I wouldn't try to shoot and kill it. They're not all evil, are they?
I don't think
they're not like the ones in the, like that movie Leprechaun, a horror movie.
Yeah.
They could be actually, you know, fun to have around.
But I figured like you have a pest in your yard, you would look at it as a pest and you'd go out there and try to kill it. I don't know.
No, I'd invite it in and see what's up.
Get that gold.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, you know, and then if he pulled a knife or something, then I'd like, you know, try to get everybody out.
Lindsay, a hypothetical question. You stumble upon a pot of gold.
Oh yeah.
And you're like by yourself, you're out in the woods, nobody's around. Do you keep it all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep some of it or do you call the police?
Ooh, I keep it all.
Do you?
I don't know. I probably can't carry it.
Exactly.
It's heavy. The right thing to do is call the police, I guess.
I guess you find a bunch of money, but it's like gold. It's like special, you know, it's like this was meant for me.
I feel like I'm just going to keep it. I'll just say it. Make me the bad guy. I'm keeping it.
You probably have to call Kyle to help you just like lug it away.
Yeah, but then he'll try to talk me into doing the right thing. And then so let's not get him involved. I'll call you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll help you lug it out of the woods. Yeah.
It depends on what whose land it is. If it's a person's private land, then I'd get in touch with them. If it's the government land, I would consider that to be my land from taxes anyway, and I would keep it.
Really, you
love
would?
Love that.
Yeah.
So I'll call both of you, because then you're the voice of reason.
Yeah, because no non-criminal is burying anything out in the woods on government land.
That's a good point.
True.
TJ, what popular theater show featured Michael Flatley step dancing to traditional Irish music?
God.
Wait,
Michael Flatley.
What was the first question?
What popular theater show featured Michael Flatley?
Riverdance.
Riverdance.
Lord of the Dance. Riverdance.
Lord of the Dance. Riverdance. Both acceptable answers. You don't remember Riverdance? I think my mom was way into that. Let's see here, Lindsay. What's the tagline for the breakfast cereal Lucky Charms?
Magically delicious.
They're magically delicious. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
TJ, according to a legend, what animal did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Mice.
Snakes, they said.
And what's the difference in did the Pied Piper drive the kids out? That's what happened. So it's snakes, not mice.
Snakes, yeah. Lindsay, what cheerful Irish greeting is often associated with St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you. Yeah. That's fun. You guys did pretty good.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Rob is in his home studio today, and I just wanted to ask Rob how your weekend went. You were going to two escape rooms and the zoo in Columbia. Oh, that's right, Riggins. You weren't here for that. You dragged up Friday, so... Yeah, Rob was going to two escape rooms in Columbia, South Carolina, and then they were going to the zoo after that.
What a day.
And the zoo is the most, the weirder part of the...
Yeah, but just for Rob, not in general.
No.
Yeah, Rob didn't like to be outside.
Yeah.
So did you end up going to the zoo?
We did not. Okay. Let me give you the rundown. We did the first two escape rooms, and then we went to go find somewhere to eat and realized that downtown Columbia was having a huge St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Thing, so we couldn't even get in. You had to have a ticket to be in downtown Columbia on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been on the radio in Columbia for a long time, and that's one of the big things that they do is a St. Patrick's Day celebration. It's almost
so
like
where we wanted to go. Where we wanted to go eat lunch was not available to us because we had to have a ticket. So we went to go eat somewhere else, and then during lunch we decided let's just go do a third escape room instead of going to the zoo.
Three escape rooms.
And it wasn't, when I got up and around Saturday, I thought, well, okay, if Rob does end up deciding to go to the zoo, then it's not sunny and hot and everything. It was just cool and kind of overcast. But Riggins, when we were talking about it Friday and explained to him exactly what happens at a zoo.
Yeah.
You know, like you walk outside
right
through there, and it's also, you know, a decent price ticket, you know.
Yeah.
he was already trying to get out of it. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So then we see it worked.
I don't even know why I said this.
Yeah, so it worked. He got everybody else on the idea of another escape room.
Mm-hmm.
So you saved a little bit of money, maybe, because the zoo's $25.
Yeah. Well, it was $32 for the next escape room that we did.
Oh, dang.
Oh, so okay. That was more than the zoo.
Dang. Yeah, it was.
Oh. Which is like an escape room for the animals, you know, essentially. I mean, you could have gone to.
It's the hardest one for them.
They haven't figured it out yet.
They don't even give them any clues.
Wow. What Man. A day.
Three escape rooms. Fun. That's just the thing. Just continue to do the same thing that you've already done twice before. Mm. Let's get another one in. That's
having a good time.
Yeah. I mean, that's how that quote unquote mindset works with those people who are quote unquote like Rob, quote unquote, his kind.
Wow. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I know anybody who is a church-going person or who has ever been a church-going person has been to a service where the preacher, a.k.a. pastor, a.k.a. priest, whoever's delivering the sermon, puts his or her foot in their mouths. You know, they'll say something and then go, oh, wait, that's not what I meant. Because you got to figure they're human. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that pops up when they get all into, except most Methodist preachers, they're not getting into it and all that. They're just pretty, you know, reading their sermon. You know, they're not fire and brimstone. Let me say that. Every now and then you'll find one that's a little bit better, you know, delivering a speech. But this guy that we have this video of, put my foot in my mouth, let me count the ways.
Oh, no.
I don't even know where he was going with this, but listen.
I married a Hispanic, a Puerto Rican. I was going to help with the dishes. I started the first day we came back from our honeymoon. I thought I'm going to be a good husband. I started doing the dishes. And my wife said to me, and I quote, "What are you, gay?" So that's the one benefit, one of many, of marrying into the outside of the white race. Amen. You're not expected to help with the housework. You're expected to not help with the housework.
Whoa. Whoa, dude.
I love the people laughing. Are like,
So there he is, you know, what are you, gay? Only gay men would be washing dishes.
Yeah.
Then the other thing, that's the one thing about being, one of many things, good things about marrying. And then he goes, instead of saying Hispanic woman or Latina or whatever, he says outside the white race.
The white
so
race.
Now he's just said every other person, every other woman of color of any race doesn't want men washing dishes because they think it makes them look gay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I get an amen? Not for me.
He's one of those guys that tries to be funny. Like, they're going to think that's hilarious because he's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one benefit of, one of many of marrying outside the white race.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Where was this at? I don't know. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, and he said, "I married a Hispanic Puerto Rican." You can just say Puerto Rican
yeah.
woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he would nerve us. Yeah, he
would nerve. Like you wade off into that subject matter, you got to go.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, you can head over to Wendy's and get free French fries just today, today only, with a $5 minimum purchase, and you have to purchase it on their app. But it's free French fries.
But on the app, you always got to do the app.
They want you to get the app. Yeah. They want you to, and it's is it really free fries if you got to spend $5? Maybe it is. But
they're getting their money for those fries.
They're getting their money back. They just said Wendy's are now America's favorite French fries over McDonald's, over Chick-fil-A, Arby's. I just saw, I think it was in the USA Today. They did a survey.
Oh,
they said
you can't believe USA Today about anything.
Well, who can you trust?
No, who can you? Because McDonald's.
I thought you were going to say Wendy's says that they're America's favorite.
Yeah, I would. If I was Wendy's, I would say that too.
Yeah, yeah.
They said they just narrowly edged out McDonald's, but they said they're consistently better.
I don't know. I don't go to Wendy's that often. I don't go to McDonald's that often either, but anymore, much to my chagrin. But why are they going to do French fries for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
There's no connection there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know. They do have a new Thin Mint Frosty in a collaboration with the Girl Scouts, which may be green, maybe.
That's what they ought to be giving away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get people to try that new Frosty, so by offering up the free fries. But either way, free fries
today. I tried the Frosty. Absolutely.
But, I mean, maybe they were going to do a free Frosty, but the Girl Scouts, you know how they are. They were like, you're not giving ours away free.
Yeah, I know.
Nice try. We've been working hard. Peru is trending this morning. A guy was rescued after being lost at sea for 95 days. He's a 61-year-old fisherman out of Peru. He said storms hit and he lost his direction and survived by drinking rainwater that he collected in the boat and then ate insects, a few birds, and wait for it, a turtle.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I don't know a way to cook these things, so I think he was eating them raw.
Oh, no.
So a raw turtle. I can't imagine.
I think that's super dangerous. But I mean, then again, you're stranded. I don't,
yeah. You know. He said, but by the time he had been rescued, which was just this past week, he had not eaten in 15 days. So he was severely dehydrated in critical condition when they took him to the hospital.
And I'm guessing he's not on a fishing boat like those that they have on that tuna show where, you know, the Boston people are always, you know, going against the North Carolina people to catch the biggest tuna.
Yeah.
I guess they're not on boats like that.
No, something tells me it's a very, very humble boat.
Because you could cook on those boats easily.
So. Yeah. And you got a whole cabin set up. Uh-huh. Is it stealing or is it just being thrifty? Well, I'll let you decide next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so this woman reached out to the internet to ask her ask the opinion of others about the situation that she's dealing with. She said, hey there, when my boyfriend and I moved into a new apartment a couple months ago, I noticed a cable coming out of the wall. And just for the heck of it, I plugged in our TV and we had cable. I figured it would end any day, so we enjoyed it while we could. But guess what? It's weeks later and it's still on and we're split on what to do. He said, quote, their mistake, their loss. But I'm not so sure. It kind of feels like stealing. And I think we should do the right thing and cancel it because we certainly can't afford it. I'm just looking for opinions here. Thanks. And the responses were kind of all over. What do you think people would tell her, TJ?
I think people would probably tell her that the husband's right, their mistake. So until they figure it out and correct it, they'll just keep using it.
Yeah. That's the vast majority of the feedback.
Yeah.
It's their mistake. These cable companies rip people off every single day. They probably ripped you off multiple times.
Yeah.
They can afford it. What do you care?
It's a class warfare mentality of, you know, kill the rich. And cable companies got all this money. They're not even going to miss it. It's their fault. But But I think legally it would come down to the fact that you know you're using something that's not yours and that you are not paying for.
Uh-huh.
So you're, you know, consciously stealing it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in that situation, Lindsay? Like, you plugged in your TV and it works. Are you going to make a stink about it? Or are you just going to say, hey, listen, we got free cable?
This has kind of happened to me.
Has it?
My very first apartment, I moved in and I never got a utility bill, but I didn't think about how I didn't pay it. I was like 21 yeah. years old, you know. And they realized at the end of my lease and sent me a bill for like $3,000. Yeah. And I called my mom one day and my parents were like, how did you not know you never paid a utility bill? I'm like, well, cause this is my first apartment. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But, if I'm thinking, if I would have known, what yeah. would I have done?
Yeah.
And if I was younger, I would have just let it go. But yeah. now I'd be like, okay, this is, I got to tell somebody.
Yeah.
Because you realize you're going to get hit later.
Sure.
After yeah. you got a few years on you.
Maybe. And I did.
And the other opinion was that karma, you know,
yeah.
if you take advantage of this, the yeah. karma is going to come back tenfold. Now, I yeah. don't believe in karma, mm-hmm. but it's something like that. Yeah. You're going to pay the price
yeah. and
somehow.
I did. Yeah. You did. I was crying. I was like, I don't have $3,000.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.